Well, a minister waited in line to have his car filled with gas before the long Thanksgiving weekend. The attendant worked quickly, but there were many cars in front and in back of him. Finally, the attendant motioned him toward the vacant gas pump. "Reverend," he said, "I'm sorry about the delay. It seems as if everyone waits until the last minute to get ready for a long trip." And the minister chuckled and says, "I know exactly what you mean. It's the same thing in my business." So in today's gospel, we have the Lord reminding us that he will come again, and we have to be ready for whenever the Lord comes again. We should not wait until the 11th hour. I remember reading a bumper sticker once that said, "Those who delay their conversion for the 11th hour usually die at 10:30. Okay? So today's gospel on this 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time is about the end times. It's about the second coming of Christ. And as we come to the conclusion now of the liturgical year, we always have readings about the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. And because we're going to be starting a brand new liturgical year, next week is Christ the King, and then we start the new year with the first Sunday of Advent, 2 weeks from today. So we read today about the end times, the second coming and the end of the world. And it's important for us to look at this for a few moments. It's from Mark chapter 13. I would recommend some time when you go home to read the entire chapter of 13, because it's really the only way to understand what the Lord is talking about, because sometimes the Lord is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple of Jerusalem. That's why he says, "Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place." He's referring there to the destruction of Jerusalem that would occur within a generation. In 70 AD, the Romans came in, destroyed the temple, burned the entire city of Jerusalem. 1 million people were slain. And for them, it seemed like the end of the world to have their temple destroyed, their city destroyed. And the Lord uses that as a prefiguration, a prefigurement of what it'll be like at the end times, at the second coming of Christ. So if you read the entire chapter 13, you'll see that sometimes it's referring to Jerusalem's destruction, but then it sometimes refers to the end of the world. That's why the Lord says that at the end time, at the second coming, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not shed light. We'll see the stars falling from the heavens, the heavenly bodies, the planets will be shaken. And these things will occur at the end of the world when Jesus comes again. And he says, "The Son of Man will come in the clouds with great power and glory." Look how different that is from the first coming of Christ. When he came the first time in Bethlehem, he came in a hidden way. He came wrapped in swaddling clothes. The next time he comes, he's going to come wrapped in clouds. The first time was in humility. He was born in a stable. He was placed in a manger. Only a handful of shepherds and kings knew about it. But when he comes the second time, everybody will know about it. He will come in the clouds of heaven, and he will come in power and glory with all the angels. And he will send out the angels like the harvesters, to separate the sheep from the goats, the holy from the sinful, the righteous from the immoral. And he will separate them. So when Jesus comes again, it's the end of history. He's going to come and it's all over. That's why I've always felt that the apparitions of the Blessed Mother were Jesus sending his mother to prepare us for the second coming of Christ. When Christ comes again, it's all over. So in his love and mercy for the human race, he sends his mother to Guadalupe, to Lourdes, to Fatima, to all the approved apparition sites to prepare our hearts for the second coming of Christ, to get us ready, to get people back obeying the Ten Commandments and going back to church and praying and doing penance. In fact, the messages of these apparitions is really just the gospel message, to reform your lives, to repent, and to get your life right with God. And so then the Lord goes on to say, look for the signs. He says you can read the signs of nature, for example, the seasons when the fig tree sprouts leaves, it'll produce figs, but then the seasons will come and go. So be aware of the signs of the times. And people always say, you know, are we living in the last times? Because when they see all the natural disasters, let's say a hurricane or a tsunami, or they see earthquakes, they say, well, they seem to be so frequent and so much more on a grand scale. Are we in the end times? Well, some of the saints have said that we've been in the end times for the last 2,000 years, which is true. See, we believe Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. So the church says we are living in the end times. Ever since Jesus ascended to heaven and he's getting ready to return, these are the end times. We've been living in them for the last 2,000 years. Now, are we living in the very end times? We have no idea. I have no idea. And anybody who says that they have an idea is probably wrong. If we look at today's gospel, when the second coming of Christ will be, Jesus says, of that day or hour, no one knows. The angels don't know. Jesus says, nor the Son, only the Father. Only the Heavenly Father knows when the second coming will be. I had a buddy of mine in the early 1990s. He was very big into the end times. And he kept saying the end times are going to be, I think he said, March of 1994, okay? That was going to be the end times. And he stored up water in his basement and extra food in his basement because the end times were coming, March of 94. And I said to him, I thought the Bible says that no one can know the day or the hour. He says, Father, I'm not telling you the day or the hour. I'm telling you the year and the month, okay? Obviously, 94 came and went, and we're still here. Many people predicted the end of the world. You know, the Mayan calendar says it's going to be in a couple weeks, right? December 2012. See, these things, we don't know the day or the hour. And the good news is that we don't have to know when it is. As long as we're ready, with nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be worried about. Why does Jesus say that he himself even doesn't know? Isn't Jesus the Son of God? Isn't Jesus divine? Yes, he is. He's truly God and truly man. So the fathers of the church say he's speaking here as man in his sacred humanity, that he himself even does not access that information, even though he could. He's God. He can know everything. But even in his humanity, he says in Scripture that he willingly chooses not to access that information, even though he certainly could as God. So when people say that they will tell you the day or the hour, always be suspicious of that. But I think we should realize, though, that we have been living in the end times for the last 2,000 years, and there will always be natural disasters. Even closely after the time of the Lord, you had Vesuvius erupting and Pompeii being covered with ash and lava. You had a major earthquake in Laodicea. You had many wars, and the Lord predicted that all this would happen, that there would be persecutions of the church, there would be wars and famines and natural disasters, and these have been going on for the last 2,000 years. So the main thing from today's gospel is to be ready, to be vigilant, as Scripture says, to always be prepared to meet the Lord. Then you have nothing to worry about. It's not something to fear. Bishop Sheen says there are two kinds of people in the world: those that look forward to the second coming of Christ and those who dread the second coming of Christ. Those who will be filled with joy at the second coming and those who will be filled with terror at the second coming of Christ. So we have nothing to worry about as long as you're in the proper relationship with God, that you're close to the Lord, close to Jesus, that you're in the state of grace, you've gone to confession, you're living in the state of grace. If you're aware of any serious sin, get to the confessionals over here. Go to confession, get back in the state of grace. Because since we don't know the day or the hour, and the Lord deliberately does not tell us when it is, that itself is the reason to always be ready. What the motto of the Boy Scouts, right? Always be prepared. Isn't that their motto? That should be the motto of every Christian, right? Always be prepared. Always be ready. Always be vigilant. Because as it says, it seems everyone waits until the last minute to get ready for a long trip.